Let's speak to our next guest who's on the line with us, Atiya Jensens, who is a freelance teacher. Peace be upon you, good afternoon, and welcome to the show.
Assalamualaikum, thanks for having me.
Well, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. To begin with, why do you think it's so important that we have days like this, to, you know, such as, you know, International Day of Tolerance? We have various other days as well. Why do you think it's so important that we actually, you know, commemorate these events and these days?
Yeah, I think these sorts of days, they are very important because they remind us of something that's essential to us, but that we overlook because it's there, it's always there. And we just realize its importance once we miss it, so if we don't have it anymore. So if you look at the Day of Tolerance, it should remind us about how lucky we are every day. And it should also challenge us to where can we be more tolerant towards someone else.
Absolutely. Now, as you know, as society is progressing as well, we see that there's a lot of diversity in you know, especially the big cities as well. And with that, obviously, when there is diversity, there will be young people as well. And, you know, people in school, students which are coming into primary school, secondary school and everything. So do you think with this diversity and ever-increasing diversity as well, do you think that teachers especially need to be more tolerant towards their students?
Yeah, absolutely. They need to be. And I think they are also taught to be tolerant, very tolerant and supportive in their training. But sadly, I think maybe not all of us really believe in it or they really embrace it. Because it's really, really easy to be tolerant with someone that you agree with, right? But once you disagree with someone, it becomes really difficult. And I think those are the moments where we should grow and we should overcome our feelings and we should think, okay, through being tolerant, maybe I can learn something new and maybe even something about myself that I didn't know before.
Interesting. How can... We're talking about schools in particular, how can tolerance be taught in schools though?
I think that it's like many things, it's taught by example. So if as a teacher I'm tolerant and I'm accepting, no matter if I agree with someone or I don't agree with someone, and then I can show my students that we need to treat each other with respect. It doesn't matter if we disagree on something, we need to be respectful of each other. And we live together in this society, and we need to make it work. So the only way to do that is through tolerance and being respectful and friendly. And I think for me, like when I was teaching at a school, for example, by being tolerant with my colleagues and other students, no matter what their background is, if they're rich or poor, if they're immigrant or not, or whatever their opinion is, if they're Hindu or Sikh or Christian or atheist, it didn't matter. So that's how you can show that that's the most important thing, and that's how we can make it in the society.
Absolutely. Now, you've touched upon this anyway, but can you just elaborate on what are the main benefits of tolerance?
So I think by tolerating different people, of course, we need to make society work. There's no other way than being tolerant. But one of the big benefits of it is that it brings ideas and perspectives into our life that otherwise we would never have. So because we are not in someone else's shoes, we cannot see the world that way. And if we invite other people into our lives, then we get that perspective. And maybe we can solve problems that we could have never solved on our own or just with people who are like-minded.
And you mentioned that, you know, it's even especially in schools, when you agree with someone, when you're friends with someone, then it's easy to be tolerant towards that person. But when you have differences and when you disagree with someone, then it can be quite difficult. So what is the best time to teach these values to the youngsters, to the kids, to the students as well? And what impact will these skills have on their future on a sort of personal level, but then when they grow and have work relationships as well?
Yes, so I think you can start teaching children from a very young age, so already at home, doesn't have to be in school, so that they play with children from different backgrounds, that they have contact with them. And that's only possible if we have these people in our lives. So just I want to have my child to, that they have contact with other people, I have to be friends with their parents. So if I don't have these people in my life, I can't expose my children to them, right? So that's how we get that contact. And the younger we start with that, the better that is. And when they go to school, that they join different clubs and sports, and they meet different sorts of people, and that they also do volunteering, that's a very great way of getting into contact with people that you would otherwise maybe never meet. And I think these skills, they are really essential in our global economy, because we need to be able to trade and to communicate with people from different countries and very different backgrounds from ours. And if we have learned that from a very young age, and we have practiced this through our life as young people, it wouldn't come as a shock once you meet someone who's different. So you will be like a first language to us. Like, we know exactly how to treat someone who's different. And other people might be struggling with this, but for us it will be easy. So this is a skill that is needed in leadership positions. So those are positions where you need to bring people together to work together on a project or whatever you're doing. And they are usually people that come from very different backgrounds, and this is a skill that you need as a leader to bring them together and work on one goal.
Absolutely, absolutely. Very well put there as well. Thank you so much for joining us, and have a lovely day. Thank you once again.